it lies inside Lambeau Field. It holds countless unique items from one of sports' iconic franchises, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. Let's fans absorb the history of the teams that made the franchise famous and the players we'll never forget. And tonight, three more inductees join this select group. It's the 2013 Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame Induction Banquet.
Welcome to the 43rd annual induction banquet for the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. It's great to have so many of you here. The first induction banquet was held back in 1970, and with this year's class of inductees, we'll have 151 enshrined in the Packers Hall of Fame. That's outstanding. And folks, as we will mention tonight, this is kind of the unofficial beginning of football around here. Football starts now with this ceremony. Are you ready for it? Tonight, we honor Emil Fischer, past president of the Packers, chairman of the board. We will also honor Kabir Baja Biamela, the Packers' all-time sack leader. And we will honor Chris Jackie, one of the most proficient kickers in Green Bay Packers history. Absolutely. Number three on the all-time scoring list. A member of the Super Bowl 31 squad. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready because we're ready to add another chapter in the Packers Hall of Fame history.
Mr. Emil Robert Fischer's steely brown eyes scared a lot of people, but he was always so very nice to me. Mr. Fischer was named president of the Packer Corporation in 47, so he was a most important cog in the critical years. With his expertise in business practices and a Packer stock sale, he brought the Packers through the financial crisis and to the stability it enjoys today. When Mr. Fischer died suddenly on January 2, 1958, I lost a friend. The cheese industry lost one of their champions, and the Packers lost their biggest booster, savior, and stockholder. And now this story ends with, and the Packers lived happily ever after.
Coming up, KGV enters the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
And now it is my pleasure to ask KGB's presenter, Jethro Franklin, to come to the stage to present KGB for induction into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
I've known Kabir since he was in high school. A lot of people didn't know that. Actually recruited him. He'll probably tell you another story after once he gets up here. But had a tremendous opportunity to get to know his coaches as well. And just like when I coached him here at Green Bay, I've always told him that coaches are guys that's going to make you do what you don't want to do so you can become who you always wanted to be. And we know he always wanted to be the best. He wanted to be the best in everything, not just on the football field. I mean, look at him now. He has six kids. He wants 12. He'll get there. He's relentless in everything. He's a strong Christian faith, relentless in everything. And let me tell you, it wasn't all pretty those 5 years. If any of you that know, you know that Kabir asked a lot of questions. And he would follow me around all day. And he would ask me tons of questions. One of the things I would always talk to him was, I would say to him was, do what is required of you, Kabir, and 1%. You don't tell Kabir that. What does that mean? I could do what's required, but what does that 1% thing mean, Coach? What does that mean? And I just would let him think about it. and let him think about it, and let him think about it. And then he would get it. But I'm extremely proud of this young man. From where he started to where he is, where he sits today, what's going to happen to him today, is all because of hard work. What you saw in the practice in Lambeau Field and in the field of play, that was just a result of what we did out there on that practice field. We were always the first ones out there, and he was always the last one to leave. He worked, he worked, he worked. And that's what it takes, hard work. It's no mistake that tonight we're honoring him for his hard work. You know, one of the other things that I could tell you was, you know, when we would rush Brett Favre in practice, Kabir would go hard, he would be relentless, and he would come close to, like almost getting close to Brett, where Brett would fall through on his throw, and Brett would almost hit his hand on his helmet. And, you know, I would just go irate. Coach Sherman would go irate. The offensive coordinator would go irate. Like, stay away from Brett. Stay away from him. And Kabir, well, how can I stay away from him? If I stay away from him, I can't do my job. I said, you got to understand, that's Brett, okay? If we don't have him, well, none of us will have a job. I said, you have to understand that. Well, I still have to rush a passer. I can't let up because it's him. So we're in the meeting room. And so I got tired of telling him one day, and I just drew an airplane on the board, and I put two people on the plane. The D lineman looked at me like, what is he doing? I said, well, Kabir, if you come close to Brett Favre one more time, you see those two people on the plane? Well, I'm the one in the front, and you're the one in the back, and they're both going to ship our butt out of here. Again, that's how I had to explain things, the cut and dry, bam. Okay, I got it, Coach. Kabir, you know how I feel about you, man. It's on the bigger and better things. You know that. There's no limit to what you can achieve. And this is just one of me. Thank you very much.
I am truly here. There's a scripture that motivated my career, especially when I became a Christian in 2000, September 26. There's a scripture that says that God used the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, to nullify everything that he is God. I am a walking miracle. I wouldn't be here. I wasn't the smartest. I wasn't the strongest. The naysayers always told you guys, or, you know, they always told, I always read, I was too small. I shouldn't be a D lineman. Matter of fact, if it wasn't to the gift that the good Lord gave Ron Wolf to be able to look beyond and walk by faith and not by sight, he was the only one that probably saw me as a D lineman. Most of the teams in the NFL saw me as a linebacker. He was the only one that saw me as a defensive end. And I'm truly grateful. He's here, and I just want to say thank you so much, Ron Wolf, for believing in me and bringing me to this great organization.
Back with more of the 2013 Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame Induction Banquet in a moment.
I want to thank my wife, Eileen. Eileen, can you please stand up, please? Thank you. Eileen was a strength coach at San Diego State. I met her my sophomore year, and I remember I was, I'm not one to flirt, but I wanted to give her a hug, and she was a new strength coach, and she just kind of pushed me away and said, you stink. I was going to forget you, you know. So the whole time, Eileen was just Coach Eileen. Didn't think nothing of her. But who would ever think that after I, you know, went through my times at San Diego State that she would be my wife? And I thank God for her. The Bible says that blessed is the man who finds, not choose, finds a good woman, a good wife. And Eileen is that good wife. She has been so open to having kids. We have 6 kids, and we're trying to get 12 so I can get my little tribe, so we can call it the tribe of Baja. And just like I got 74 sacks, I'm hoping to, you know, with the good Lord's help, get my 6 more. So we're hoping to get 2 triplets, so that will get us there quickly, you know. So time is clicking. When I first came here, I felt so welcome to the Green Bay Packers. I wouldn't have probably got to know all the support staff if it wasn't for this one man. He was the guy that actually gave me a tour of the Green Bay Packers. And I remember walking up the stairs, and I remember all the guys says, Kabir, do not go on that side. This is the old stadium. They cut throats. do not go on that side. And knowing me, I just said, why not? So I wanted to go up there, and I remember going up the stairs, and there was a door open. And I walked through the door, and I happened to walk in, and there was a guy sitting at the desk. Now, it was a pretty big office, so I didn't think that. So I kind of asked him, I said, hey, so what do you do here? Or what's your name? What do you do here? And he says, I'm Bob Harlan. I'm the CEO. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I almost, you know, did some stuff in my pants there. I'm like, and without skipping a beat, Bob Harlan came in and welcomed me and says, hey, I'll be your tour guide. And he showed me around and introduced me to people like JJ and everybody in the front office. And he was so, I mean, for being the CEO, I mean, he was just so down to earth. And I truly thank him for just loving on me and just that story that I could share with people about how he gave me a tour. So I got my first tour from Bob Harlan, and I haven't met anybody that can give a tour like Bob Harlan. So thank you, Bob Harlan, for that tour. And in closing, I just truly just thank God for all the people I mentioned, all the people who put in my life. He allowed me to be a boy and grow up to be a man. And because of it, I'm going to be able to do great and big and greater things. And this is not over. It's just a transition. I always tell people I'm not retired. I'm just being redeployed into better things. I'm training up 6 young men to be, you know, good citizens, to be godly men. And I just thank you guys so much. I thank the Packer Hall of Fame for this awesome award. May God bless you. God bless the Green Bay Packers, and God bless the United States of America.
Up next, we'll hear from Chris Jackie.
I now have the pleasure of asking Craig Hendrick to approach the stage. Craig is a presenter for Chris Jackie.
You know, it's always great to come back to Green Bay. The last few times I've been back here, I've actually been the enemy, so it's nice to be back on the good side again. You know, looking back on these 17 years, without question, the most important year I had was my very first year here in 1993. During that year, I never kicked a ball in a game. I never dressed for a game, never traveled to a game. The Packers had placed me on the practice squad after I was cut by the New York Jets. And this year was important for me because I had the opportunity to sit back and learn from Brian Wagner, who was the punter here at the time, and from Chris Jackie. From Brian, I was able to pick up a few tips that made me a better punter physically. But what I learned from Chris not only allowed me to break into this league, but also really allowed me to stay in the league as long as I was. I watched day after day, week after week, how Chris prepared for games, how he dealt with adversity, how he handled success, and most importantly, as a kicker, how he performed under pressure. And what I learned can be summed up by a quote my old college coach, Lou Holtz, used to say to us at Notre Dame. He used to say, nothing's ever as good as it seems, and nothing's ever as bad as it seems, but somewhere in the middle is reality. And I've been around a lot of kickers in my 17 years, a lot of good kickers, but I really haven't been around a lot of great kickers. And in my opinion, this is what made Chris Jackie one of the great kickers I've played with. He never got too excited when things were good. He never got too down when things were bad. He always stayed extremely consistent mentally. Chris was never the rah-rah guy or the big vocal leader on the team. He led by example on the field because he was always able to be counted on in crunch time. And this is how I tried to model my career. And so for this lesson, Chris, I thank you. And I just have to say congratulations to you on this well-deserved honor and an unbelievably great career. Thanks.
You know, the first on my list is the number 13. A lot of people consider that to be unlucky. I do not. I consider it to be extremely lucky. It was a number, obviously, I wore playing. I retired 13 years ago. My last game as an NFL player was 13 years ago. I'm being inducted into the greatest Hall of Fame in sports, in my opinion, in 2013. So I love the number 13.
Back with more of the 2013 Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame induction banquet in a moment.
and to my wife, Terry. I don't even know where to begin. When I met her, I knew on the second date that she was going to be a part of my life for a very long time. Because on my second date, she made me take an MBTI test. That's a personality test for all of you that don't know, and I passed. I did. I really did. Now, I love her very much, and I honestly wished in a different life that I could have met you sooner than we did, but I know we have a lifetime of memories to create, and I look forward to them. I love you. I finally figured out why coaches and players really don't appreciate what we do on the field. Kickers represent failure to the offense. Think about that. The only reason I see the field or Craig sees the field is because the offense didn't convert on third and inches or third and long. So I'd like to personally thank everyone that played on the offense, William Henderson, Brett Favre, the offensive coordinators, for calling the wrong play so that I could get on the field at least 170 times. And there's one last group I'd like to thank, and that's you, the fans. I've lived in Green Bay for 24 years, and I feel like this has been home for a lot longer than that. Whether it was after winning a game in, where the heck was it, Tampa Bay, last second field goal, and coming home at 12:30 in the morning, and there's 5,000 fans at Austin Straubel Airport. Now try and picture that 20 some odd years ago, Austin Straubel was about as big as this room. But you were there to support us. The fans were there to support us in those 2-4-12 seasons. It didn't matter really if we were winning or losing. You guys would always support us on the field. And you really supported me off the field when I needed it. Whether it was when I didn't re-sign with the Packers, the outpouring of love for me was just incredible. I never had the opportunity when that happened to personally thank you for that outpouring of love. Thank you. Every player that wears the green and gold realizes what an honor that is, not only for the men that came before, but more importantly, for the fans themselves. We all enjoy going out and being in public, or I do, I'm assuming everybody else does, and meeting you, whether it's in the grocery store, whether it's at Sam's or the movies. I love being recognized. And as players, we all know when that day comes that we'll be recognized. And for me, it happened back in 1991 or so. I had just been on the team a couple years. I was in a concert, Neil Diamond. Don't let the mullet fool you. I like the easy music too. But I was at a Neil Diamond concert, and the person I was with, we were sitting down, and these two older ladies come in and sit in front of us, and they turn around and they look. And I'm going, I think they recognize us. So they're talking, they're whispering, and they turn around and they look at me again, and I go, I think they know who I am. This is kind of cool, it's kind of cool. And they stood up right before the concert started, and they turned and they started to say, "Are you?" And before they could say what I thought they were going to say, I said, "Yes, I am." It's not what I thought. They said, "You're the Fonz from Happy Days?" I couldn't break their heart. All I said was, "Hey." Thank you so much. Thank you.